Following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Happy Saturday, and I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and we're back after a week off. Having gone to enjoy the July 4th festivities and a little extra time.
The great Pacific Northwest.
Yes, I got a chance to see some gorgeous, gorgeous places over the last week and a half. Got a chance to go to Fisherman's Bay off Lopez Island for 4th of July, which was stunning. Rosario Beach, which is another gorgeous state park. And I got some beautiful pictures. Anyone listening to our show, if you want to see some of those, you can always find me on Facebook. But, I had some gorgeous, gorgeous shots from there that just, I mean, they're like, you know, you're at that last piece of the world looking out over a sunset, just stunning, stunning landscape. Absolutely loved it.
And then, in one of the best parts of the world.
Yeah. And then was up in Anacortes and La Conner.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, I was just around the corner from you. I was just down on Camino Island.
I know.
About a maybe 30-minute boat run to O'Connor.
Well, I was chatting with several of the other people that I saw on the trip and the people I was traveling with and was like, yeah, we're going to have to go do some Camino Island action later this summer because, as you know, I'm buying another boat and I do my survey this week.
Oh, there you go.
So,
nice.
Yeah, should be back in the boating world.
There you
again,
go.
Again, very soon.
That's good country up there. So much to see by boat.
Well, and you know, here's the other thing. Two books that I'm reading right now that 100% tie in. I mean, we always talk about the lifestyle of the Pacific Northwest, right? Part of our show is about, you know, what is this region all about, right? And I got introduced to The Curve in Time, which is about this amazing woman that back in 1927, she and her husband had bought a boat. And her husband was off one day in the boat, and husband disappeared, but the boat was found. So he probably fell overboard on his own and was not able to be found, right? And, of course, these were treacherous waters out here, right? Yeah. So they're from originally Vancouver Island, right? And they had five children. So she kept the boat, didn't take the tragedy and say, oh, get rid of this thing. I don't want to have a reminder. Instead, she began on her own in 1927, taking her five children and occasionally their dog out through all these amazing spaces around, you know, the inlets and coves and whatnot that are near Vancouver Island, but further north of it. Fascinating stories about her and boating and their adventures and cougars and bears and loggers and all these people that they run into, right? Just fascinating stuff. And then at the other side of it, I also listen to Audible books all the time, and I happen to be listening to The Boys in the Boat, which is about the UW crew, right? From back, you know, 1936 Olympic Games and kind of, you know, proceeding up to that, right? So fascinating stuff. All this, like, history about the local area, you know, places and, you know, things that you identify, but they're being described in different ways because they're from a different time and just fascinating stuff. And while I'm sailing around up there, just thinking,
you can
I just
sort of
love this place.
Visualize it as they're discovering those areas.
And it was so gorgeous. You didn't even notice how tan I got. And I have to be careful because everybody knows I had my melanoma last year, so I have to be careful. But it was so glorious out. You still got sun whether you wanted it or not.
Well, if you're into boating and you have to, of course, go to the San Juans. But once you've seen San Juans and some of the cool small islands up there, Jones Island's really fun with little deer. Susha's got to be my favorite, just sort of on the north end of San Juan Island.
Right, and as you know,
very cool.
Rainier Yacht Club, which we're both members of, is part of the reason Susha even got set aside as a park.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's actually, we were the ones who got that started.
Once you've done that, keep going north. And the further north you go, the more beautiful it gets. And if you can make your way up into, you know, the Gulf Islands and southern BC.
I have some friends up there right now.
And Desolation Sound about
halfway
up.
And that's where this woman is doing her trip.
It's pretty amazing up there.
Yeah.
And I've spent some time up in Desolation Sound and We were anchored once in a little bay and woke up in the morning and something smelled so good. Like, what the heck is it? Get in the rowboat, row around the corner, and there's a raft, kind of this wooden sort of shack floating in the bay, and a lady in there is making homemade cinnamon rolls. And yum. I don't know what it is about those, but just maybe the location, and it was unexpected, and you know, not having.
There's a reason
like
Cinnabon
that.
Pumps that
oh my
smell
gosh.
Out into you know whatever oh, mall they're
that's
in.
That's the best cinnamon roll I've ever had in my
yeah.
life.
Because they're delicious. So yeah. I mean, they may yeah. not be good really for fun. You, but they're delicious.
Oh, so fun. Yeah.
If you can ever find me a healthy one, I'll take it.
That's
but,
right. Well, yeah. I rode to it, so got some exercise. Okay. You know, but there's this cool stuff up there, though. There's one little lake mm-hmm. there that at high tide you can. Row a boat from the salt water into the lake, and at low tide you can kind of whitewater raft out of the lake, you know, so as the tide goes up and down you can get in and out of this place. Just there's one little spot up there where there's this little shack on a point, and I don't know if anybody owns it or not, but people make art and then they hang it in the shack. And so every time you go in there, it's going to look like something different. But people are painting driftwood or carving things or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever they can sort of make while they're out there.
Yeah.
And you just sort of contribute to it. But, yeah, it's just cool. Just all out cool.
Okay. So, well, I don't want to have us do a whole show just on what
we
goes
could.
On up in
we
the
could.
Sound.
Yep.
But, yeah, because that would be too much. We're not that kind of show. But we do need to catch people up on what's been going on in the market
sure.
because we have been gone for a couple of weeks, which
right.
means they haven't been getting their regular updates.
Our regular rate updates.
Yeah, so why don't you – well, and we also need to make sure we have some class announcements in here as well. But why don't you go ahead and start with the market rate?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're stable right now on the interest rate forum. There's lots of you know activity going on, especially due to the trade war. And, you know, fortunately, you know, the bond market, which drives mortgage rates, has been a little bit more stable than the stock market, which is, you know, kind of all over the place. But right now, the bond market is hanging in there, sort of largely shrugging off, you know, all the politics and everything that's going on. Right now, a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loan is sitting at 4.66%. That's the national average. A 15-year fixed rate around 4.14%. VA and FHA loans, 4.38%, down a little bit from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we might want to make sure and mention that VA a little later.
We will,
just
absolutely.
Because who our guest is and who
absolutely.
We'll be talking about.
Absolutely, you bet.
But keep going.
So jumbo 30-year fixed rates are hovering right around 4.59%. And if you're interested in shorter-term adjustable rate loans, like a 5/1 ARM, which is a 30-year loan, fixed rate for 5 years at 4%. So these are national averages, and your individual interest rates will vary depending on the loan amount, your credit score, the type of property, the type of loan. So be sure and check with your loan professional for you know, your specific rates. And, of course, I'm always happy to answer questions or give quotes or give comparisons. You can reach me. Let's talk about that. Where can we be reached? You can get me at Eric@ericismybanker.com, E-R-I-C, or you can catch me on Twitter at ericismybanker.
Or even on Facebook.
On Facebook, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Reba?
Well, for us, we're everywhere. We're on Twitter with Team Reba. We're on Facebook, Team Reba, Remax Metro Realty. And, of course, you can always email us at info@teamreba.com with any of your questions about real estate or related topics. We have a lot of people who reach out to us with questions about you know, both lending and insurance or need contacts and what have you, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of things that are related to housing. So feel free to send any kind of questions right. you have. And also if you ever have topics that you'd like us to cover on the show or guests that you'd like to see.
Absolutely.
I guess I should say see here.
We like story problems.
Yes, we like story problems. But, you know, where else they can start seeing us and or people from our teams
yeah.
is upcoming classes.
At school.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's cool. It's the Team Reba Real Estate School. Not really. No, but we do have first-time homebuyer classes that are coming up. I know Marissa and Sarah have one coming up fairly soon. Do they not?
I believe so. And I'm just looking at the date here. I might have to come back after the break with the dates on that.
Okay.
One.
Well, I do. Well, and as you know, Eric is one of the many lenders that we work with. But I do have a class coming up myself on Wednesday, July 25th. That's going to be from 4 to 9 p.m. at my REMAX office in Eastlake. And if you want to find out information about that, you can send a email to info@teamreba.com. You can also just go to our website, teamreba.com. There's actually a section under resources that says Team Reba classes, where we have ones that are coming up for multiple months, actually, right now. So we need to even get that updated, I think, with Sarah and Marissa's schedule coming up. But I think they're actually doing one like August 15th seems to ring a bell. But I may be off on that, but we're going to get that updated and get that information out to you. But if you are interested in any of the classes that we provide, please, by all means, reach out to either Eric or myself. Usually, though, for sign up, the info@teamreba.com is the best one to go to, because our staff is there monitoring that email address all the time and can confirm your reservation. Okay. So besides that, you know, the real estate market itself continues to jam right along. Many people, there's a lot of talk right now about the amount of inventory locally beginning to creep up. And what's interesting is how many people I have talked to recently. In fact, I actually just answered this on Quora today. Somebody asked, you know, I'm seeing prices, you know, price reductions on homes in Seattle. Does this mean that we're starting to experience a bubble? Always an interesting question. And my response to this person was, it's multifold. It's not just one thing. You know, there's a lot of people talking about a potential, you know, slowdown coming up in 2019, 2020. But a recession economically doesn't always mean that it impacts the housing market. But it's just that so many people experienced such a hardship during what was the Great Recession that a lot of people just equate that word to that time. And they forget that we run through different business cycles all the time, and it doesn't always impact the housing industry. And we talk about this on the show all the time. Housing industry is impacted most by employment. You know, what's going on? Are there good paying jobs that can afford to, you know, qualify for the homes locally? What's the interest rate environment and things of that nature? So I answered quite a bit on there about where we're at. We still have good employment, good wages. And we have to remember there's a lot of sellers out there that now, just like in 2006, are overpricing their home. A price reduction doesn't mean that prices are falling. It means some yahoo got too big a, you know, drawers for themselves going on, and they had to adjust. They had to cinch it back in,
right,
because it wasn't the right price point. So if you want to know more about that, feel free to reach out to me, or you can find me on Quora as well and read how I answered that there. But we're going to be right back. We have our wonderful guest, Lilia Anderson, who's going to be talking about Puget Sound Honor Flight coming up next.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.